We have a couple of guests joining us in the studio this morning. We're going to talk about a walleye fundraiser going on over in the Lake Oneida area with Jim Phillips, who's helping to sponsor that program, helping to spearhead that, and Brian Hayes, Iowa Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologist. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Jim, let's talk a little bit about this. How did you get involved, first of all, in this project?
Well, when the first project to restock Lake Oneida came about, most of the local fishermen in the Oneida area didn't know anything about it until it was completely done, and they said, man, if we'd known about that, we would have gladly donated to it, you know. And it just kind of sat there as that, you know, because the lake had been stocked with, at the time, about 800 walleye. And nothing had been done in the last several years, and I was still talking to these different guys that I fish with and visit with at the lake, you know. And nothing was getting done, so I just kind of took it upon myself to, okay, I'll just spearhead this thing and see if I could get the ball rolling on it and get a fundraiser started and see what we can get done on the project.
See if we can get something taken care of there. Walleye population's important. Folks like to catch the walleye, and you've got to keep it stocked. Brian, it doesn't happen by accident, does it?
Yeah, there is a lot of demand for walleyes, and people enjoy catching walleyes, and it kind of adds some diversity to the fishery. And without that stock and Jim, you don't maintain walleye populations because there's no natural reproduction that occurs in lakes like Oneida. And for the most part, all our walleye lakes in the state are maintained by walleye stockings.
Now, this is a private project. That's why we're trying to raise funds here locally, and Brian can explain why that is.
Well, the demand for walleyes in the state exceeds what our hatcheries capacity is. We raise about 180,000 fingerling walleyes in the state, because of that high demand for walleyes, we draw a line at lakes at 500 acres. So lakes under 500 acres aren't eligible for state stocking. We concentrate on stocking our bigger waters with walleyes, and so that's where our production goes. And that's why to get walleyes into a lake the size of Oneida, which is 160 acres, we need local support.
Got to draw the line somewhere. There's only so much to go around, so that's kind of the way it goes in that respect. But you do have a lot of support there, too, and folks wanting to do that. So, Jim, this is a private project. You're going to go out and find somebody to be able to supply you with the needed walleye, and that's coming up here pretty fast, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I have been in contact with the group in Adair County that has stocked walleyes in the county lakes in Adair County. And they buy from a private hatchery in Minnesota. And I've been in contact with Kirk Mackerel in Adair, who is involved with that project. And I talked to him the other day, and I told him what I'm doing over here. And he said that, well, if we get things finalized, we'd get together and maybe purchase them as a group. And that way we'd maybe get a better price on the walleye. And then when they bring them down out of Minnesota, they could bring one batch to supply Oneida, plus the needs that they had in Adair County also. Mm-hmm. So I'm working in conjunction with their group to try to pull this project off.
So you've been tacking flyers on telephone poles or whatever you need to do to make sure folks get the word out?
I got two or three fishing buddies who said they'd help me with this, and I took a bunch of flyers Sunday morning out to a good friend of mine, and Sunday evening he showed up at my place and he says, Jim, you got more flyers? I said, what do you mean got more flyers? He said, well, I'm out. And he'd been all the way from Greenfield all the way to Oakland. So he'd put flyers out. And then the one young man from Atlantic here that was involved with the first stalking, Mike Krull, got in contact with him, and he picked up a bunch of flyers at the golf course in Oneida to distribute in the Atlantic area. So I got flyers all over the region and have contacted local newspapers and radio stations and stuff mm-hmm. to get a full wide coverage on this, so most all the sportsmen in the area would be aware of what was going on. And if they're in the mood to volunteer to donate, well, we would sure appreciate it.
Well, and that kind of speaks to the popularity of some of the lakes that we have here in southwest Iowa, like Lake Oneida, because you're wanting to spread it out that far. Folks from that far away are coming in to use the facility, and you know, it's a real economic development tool.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the people that come to the lake, you know, they buy groceries locally, they buy gas locally and stuff like this. So it's a lot of influx of outside money coming into the community.
You bet.
You know.
Now, talking about stocking it with 800, and Brian, that's not just an arbitrary figure. There's a reason for that amount, right?
Yeah, that figures out to 5 fish per acre, and that's kind of a normal stocking rate with a fingerling walleye to try and provide fishing. The last time walleyes were stocked in Lake Anita was 2008, and that initial stocking of 800, you know, through some fishing mortality as well as some natural mortality that can occur on them, there's probably likely still some of that original stocking out there, but their numbers are down now, and our state lakes, like I said, are kind of supported with annual stockings to maintain walleye in a lake and, you know, give people a reasonable chance of catching one when they arrive at a place like Lake Anita.
Sure. Well, a lot of work's been done through Lake Anita here in the last couple of years to, you know, get it to where it is again. And, you know, that stuff doesn't happen by accident. You hate to see all that work go for naught if nobody's going to use the lake because the fish they want aren't there.
Yeah, we've got really good fishing in Lake Anita right now. And with a bass, bluegill, crappie, and catfish population, the walleyes will add some diversity to that. And we do draw anglers from, you know, all over the state to fish Lake Anita. Mm-hmm. And it's been good. The bass fishing's been good. The bluegills and crappie's been driving a lot of fishing the last 4 or 5 years. And so we've been pleased with the restoration efforts that took place back in 2008. Getting the fishing back on the map and getting Lake Anita going again, and we plan to continue that.
What's the restocking process like? Pretty simple?
With that combination of species, the bass, bluegill, crappies, and catfish, 3 of those species are going to reproduce naturally in the lake. The bass, the bluegills, and the crappies, that's all natural reproduction. The only maintenance stockings that we do as a state agency is the catfish to keep those going. So you got natural reproduction for most of the species. The main thing to keep the fishing going through the years is to maintain that good water quality that Lake Anita has. And God, we really saw that this spring with the water clarity there. It was exceptional this spring. So maintain that good water quality, keep those invasive species out of there, like the yellow bass that drug it down originally back in 2003, and then step back and enjoy the fishing.
You bet. And part of that is to restock once in a while, and that's what we're doing. So, Jim, I know your deadline's kind of coming up real fast here. You'd like to get this done as soon as possible so you can get this restocking done yet this fall.
We would like to get the funds in. I know it's a short-term deal here. You know, we would like to get the funds in, if possible, by the end of July. And this way we will know how much money we have to work with so we know how many walleye we can order in conjunction with the ADARA program, you know. So I might interject right now and just say that anybody that has listened to this program that wants to donate to this program, just go get your checkbook right now, write out a check and put it in an envelope. Don't put it off till tomorrow, because you're just like all of us guys do. If you put it off till tomorrow, you're probably going to forget it. And just go and write out a check now if you're interested in donating to the cause. And you can just send the check to Friends of Lake Anita, make the check out to Friends of Lake Anita Walleye Fund and mail to Lake Anita State Park, 55111 750th Street, Anita, Iowa 50020, and we would sure appreciate it.
And this is going specifically into a fund that'll be used for the walleye project. It won't be used for anything else.
It will not be used for anything else. It'll just be used for walleye stocking, period.
Okay.
That's it.
And you've already had pretty good feedback from some folks you've talked
yes,
to.
Yes, we have. So far, we've had donations received all the way from individuals for $200 from an individual down to 5 or 10, you know. So it's in the whole range. It's just whatever the people feel that they can want to afford and donate to the cause. We appreciate everything.
I assume you have a goal. You've got a target of 800 walleye that you'd like to stock. You kind of have a general idea what that's going to cost, but are you really stopping there? What if you get more than what you're looking for there? Are you just going to keep the fund moving forward for the next time around?
We will just keep that money in the walleye fund, and there will be funds there next year to do the same thing over again. You know, so if we can get a residual fund started so that every year we can buy a certain number of walleye and put in the lake, it will get to the place where we got a good population in the lake, and somebody wants to come to lake and fish walleye only. Well, they can target walleye and probably be fairly successful at it. And that's what we're kind of aiming for.
You've been fishing Lake Anita for a little while?
I have fished Lake Anita ever since it was established. Facts is, I walked over that ground before it was ever a lake.
So some stories to be told. You got some good fishing stories.
Yeah, probably a lot.
Probably
yes.
A lot. All right. Well, but you know, Brian, that's kind of the case. There are a lot of folks around here that probably have similar stories to what Jim's saying here too. So they care a lot about that. That's why they want something like this to succeed.
Lake Anita has been a good lake for 30 years, and you know, we just continue that good fishing, and it's a great place to take the family and get out and wet a line.
Very good. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. I do appreciate it. Throw that address at you one more time. Just make that check out to Friends of Lake Anita, the Walleye Fund. And again, mail that to Lake Anita State Park, 55111 750th Street in Anita, Iowa, 50020. If you can do that by August 1st, that would be great if you can get that done here yet this month. If you have any questions, Jim, can they just get a hold of you?
They can just call me at my cell phone number is 712-249-1025.
Okay, very good. Brian, Jim, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Hey, thank you.